Hi, we're Season of the Bitch, a leftist feminist podcast.
We're all women, and we started this project because there was a big gap in the leftist discourse. We noticed that not only were the hosts predominantly men, but the guests were too.
We work hard to bring on amazing guests, some you've probably heard of, like organizer Jane McAlevey, writer Sarah Jaffe, or Senator Julia Salazar. Some you haven't, high school activists, prison abolitionists, scientists, striking teachers, or local organizers.
We talk about all kinds of cool stuff from a socialist feminist framework, such as mental health, astrology, sex workers' rights, modern monetary theory, lesbian cowboys, and lots of witchy goodness.
We are moms, lifelong activists, historians, artists, children of immigrants, and anti-racist socialist feminists, and we want to bring the world as it exists and in a leftist context to our listeners.
Check us out wherever you get quality podcasts. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Season of the Bee, or our website, seasonofthebee.com.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now approaching Fort Terminus. Our next stop, the Battle at World's End.
Sir Caroline, it is very hot here. We've lit fires in every room. Difficult to tell if it is the smoke or the dehydration that makes my vision blur as I write this. And yet we must endure. Captain of the Guard suggested the fire. Dangerous, but eventually had to agree. Protection of Citadel streets is his role. If it is darkness where they live, then we will eradicate darkness. It is impossible. Dangerous. But the thought of looking back at a citadel in rubble and being able to think of one thing, a single thing that I could have done that I did not... Even in writing, I can't discuss it. End of letter. Too hot to stay awake, too bright to sleep. But I will work, and I will continue writing. Because a queen is the heart of her kingdom. Her strength is its strength. And if she weakens, best not to think. Strength in unity. Come home. Queen Mira of the Second Citadel.
And halt.
Do you hear that noise through the door again? That weird... whatever it is?
Indeed. Voices, too.
Perhaps this could be a trail, Sir Caroline. A clue that might lead us to the monster's hideous weapon.
I hope so. We've been walking for hours, and I haven't seen so much as a spook.
It has not been hours.
It's been 94 minutes.
That's not hours. That is hours.
That is hours? Would you say 1.5 hour, would you?
That is an excellent point, Sir Caroline.
But there's only been one actual hour, so how can it be plural?
Whose side are you on?
That's enough.
Draw your weapons. I'm opening the door.
Ooh, it's nothing. Again.
Stay here.
What is it?
Follow.
Close that door. We'll need some time to investigate.
Oh! Saints.
Pretty.
Begats!
How's this for nothing, hmm? Two tunnels in opposite walls. Mine shafts constructed with care, yes, but not in the same ornate architectural style as the older parts of this fort. These must be from the newer activities here.
Indeed. And the coarseness and freshness of these particles on the ground here speak to recent mining. High-caliber mining at that. These monsters could compete with the good people of Quarry.
Fresh tracks mean a fresh trail.
The two were carved out quite closely to one another. The support structures even appear to be cut from the same tree. And such clean cuts. Ha ha! It's just as I said! Breaking through the walls is precisely how we must move through this devilish fort. What is that?
I have no idea. The sound of those whispers moves so strangely. They don't bounce like sound waves are supposed to. It's like they flow from one room to another, like a liquid. I think they went this way.
Very smart, sweets. Who knows what kind of magic could be changing the shape of sound? I wonder what else it could reshape to.
Yes, yes, very interesting. Now back in line, the both of you. We should follow this mineshaft immediately. The trail is cooling as we speak.
You're right, the trail is cooling. The echoes are fading, so we should go after them.
We're after a recent monster in here. We should follow recent activity. The echoes don't matter.
Well, I think they do.
And things were going so well between them, too. I didn't even get the chance to make them fully turn on one another after years of subtle manipulation.
Ooh. The tracks this way are freshest,
but they have nothing to do with the question we started with. We should answer that before we move on.
Comrades, perhaps we should stop and reassess.
We don't have time to reassess, Sir Angelo, because the world keeps moving. Even while you're recording every little noise, even while you're trying to make sense of every question in your greedy little head.
Well, maybe you have to make that time, because sometimes things are more complicated than they look. And if you just assume you know everything, you're just going to hurt people. Real people with really complicated lives.
Is that how you're justifying your treason? It's complicated.
Well, it is, all right.
Traitor, I knew it.
Sweeties, this is awfully loud for a sneaky mission.
If being on the side of whoever's right makes me a traitor, then sure, I guess I'm a traitor.
After you manipulated me into trusting you.
It wasn't manipulation. When was I wrong? Tell me one thing I said that was wrong.
Sir Caroline, monsters are approaching from the upward mineshaft.
Kill them then. You can't kill people just because you feel like it. You don't know anything about them.
They aren't people. They're monsters.
My comrades, there are a great many of the beasts. I can see beaks and claws on the approach.
Mr. Knight, you really ought to do something. I can't freeze that many critters.
A Sir Angelo strategy. Yes, yes. I think I have just the thing.
Oh, no.
Stand back.
Ah-ha! Angelo! Ah!
My strategy was a perfect success. The rocks have covered the beast's path, both protecting us from them and keeping them alive. Just as I said, it is breaking through the walls that will win the day. Ha ha!
And when will they stop falling?
Stop falling? Well, I hadn't thought of that. Whoa!
The ceiling's coming down!
There's no time left for bickering. Everyone, follow me down the unbroken tunnel. Quickly, we're going through that door, towards the echo. Die however you'd like, then.
Please work. Come on, please. Test, test. Oh, good. It's running. Oh, some priorities, Rilla. Everything here points towards I'm gonna die alone, but at least I can document every second of it. No. I'm not going to die. I just have to find the others and then...
That noise again. I'm going after it. End of log.
Hold on.
I don't want to die.
Make the clock run backwards. In here.
And out here.
We don't want to die. Thinking about it just makes me feel sick.
Hold on.
Nothing. There's nothing in here but more questions. I'm in what looks like some kind of housing unit. Initially, I thought it might be a cell block, but if these were really cells, then each prisoner got a 3-room apartment with 2 beds and a door that only locks from the inside, so not likely. These places must have been nice once. Those are some pretty tapestries up on the walls. Windows that look out into the terminus. Not that I can see anything swimming out there. This unit had what looked like a whole collection of little statuettes on the windowsill, but they're all in pieces on the ground now. The only one left is this flower. What was this place? It doesn't matter. I'm trying to find my way out, but I have nothing to go on. I can't hear anyone or anything. Even the weird whispering noises from before have stopped. But hang on. If I can't hear anything, then why is my recorder reacting to something?
Closer.
Hold on. I think I should probably check this. They're here. Whatever's making that noise, whoever's talking, they're here. And I can't see or hear them, or what they might try to do to me. The volume varies as I walk from room to room, but like I said to Kuan Yi, it doesn't bounce like sound waves are supposed to. It flows from a main source somewhere. She'll be so interested in this. If she's alive. If the sound really is like a liquid, then I wonder if gravity has influence over it. If maybe it's louder when I hold my recorder down by the floor.
You do sound crazy.
I'm not. I know.
Okay, I'll listen to that. And if it is louder down there, if gravity does affect it somehow, it must be flowing from somewhere. Somewhere above me, dripping down onto me. Wish me luck.
Pix, what are you doing? A word? Anything? You're scaring me, love.
I already told you. I'm packing. I don't know why you aren't.
But packing to go where? Why all of a sudden?
David, please. David, I don't know where. We don't have time to think about where right now, and thinking about it just makes me feel sick. So I just keep packing and hoping it will make the clock run backwards. Give us time. Give us answers.
But Fort Terminus is our home. The bridge is finally making progress.
And I just keep worrying you won't come with me. You didn't see what I saw out on the bridge. I know I sound crazy, but...
You do sound crazy.
I'm not. I know what I saw.
You sound crazy because you think I'd stay here for a single second if you weren't around.
David, I'm so...
Hold on, Pix. Hold on.
I don't want to die. Everything's shaking and I'm scared and...
Come closer.
Please, please.
Closer. Shh. It's going to be all right.
It is all right. In here.
And out here. We're going to finish packing. Then we're gone. We'll head east, and it'll be hard to find a new home for a while, but...
But we'll figure it out. I know...
I love you, Pix.
I love you, too. And I leave you now. I feel it. So long as I can hold you, so long as your touch is there to warm me, I know everything's going to be all...
Pix, what are you doing? A word? Anything?
I found them. I already told you. This has to be the, what, fourth or fifth time I've watched this? Watch this human and monster, no, these two people in love hold each other while the world ends around them, while they lose everything.
Run backwards. Give us time. Give us answers.
Damien, what did I do? Waving around my it's complicated like it's a free pass at everything. And not thinking. Not even thinking about what you saw. Just blaming you for not keeping up and...
I know what I saw.
You sound crazy because you think I'd stay here for a single second if you weren't around.
David, I'm so...
Hold on, Pix. Hold on.
I don't want to die. Everything's shaking and I'm scared and...
Come closer.
Please. Please.
Closer.
I can't. I can't stand watching them die like this over and over and over again.
In here.
They're so beautiful together. Her feathers against his skin. The way he kisses the top of her beak and she just runs her down across his lips.
We'll head east. It'll be hard to find.
How long must it have taken them to figure out that kiss? How much did they have to talk about it? How many... How many bruised lips did he get from her trying to kiss back? How many feathers must he have coughed up?
I know everything's going to be all...
And now they're gone. No more kisses, no more feathers in the mouth. Nothing but these, whatever they are, ghosts.
Pix,
who knows? What are you doing? I was worrying about how I was going to kiss Lord Aram.
Anything?
When I should have been worrying about losing everything. I was looking forward to the next mystery, getting excited about the next big question, and I let myself forget. I let myself forget I could lose you, Damien. Please, Damien, don't let us be dead and gone, please. I know I wasn't thinking about you. I know I was impatient. I didn't explain or give you any room to think. I know I get impatient, but please. If I ever make it out of here, if I ever see anyone else again, I... The ghosts are gone. Is anyone there? Hello? Pix? David? Damien?
What are you doing? Don't drag that! That bag is pure Ouroboros skin.
How did I end up carrying your bags? And wait, where did you even get bags? You weren't carrying any bags!
Try and focus, darling. You've almost dropped my terrarium full of flesh-melting scorpions.
That wasn't there a second ago, I swear! How did...
It's... Saints, it's really... Talfrin, Quan Yi!
Rilla! You're alive!
Rilla? Silly Rilla, what are you doing in there? This, a man whose name I never seem to remember, and I found a way out!
And Sir Angelo, Sir Caroline?
We haven't found them yet. But we did find another entrance into that mineshaft Angela was talking about. If we follow it, we should be able to find them.
That's great. But, Pix, David, I still don't understand what or how.
What was that, sweets? You'll have to speak up.
Come on, Rilla, where are you? I'm really scared.
Oh, yes. This is a big spooky fort, isn't it?
I meant scared of you.
Before I get excited about the next big question, I have to deal with the one right in front of me. Save the Citadel. And then save what I have with Damien.
Rilla!
I'm coming! End of log.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter @thepenumbrapod, following us on Tumblr @thepenumbrapodcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Amy Tombolson, Ezra Acton, Ota Arcana, Rowan Collins, Garrett M., Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Fiona Parker, Reagan, Kim Zeigen, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, The Battle at World's End, was told by the following people: Melissa Enulat as Rilla, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Kat Buckingham as Queen Mira, Marge Dunn as Pix, and William Schuler as David. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.